That's Train on Nova 103.5. One call, Drops of Jupiter. Exactly 10 minutes now past 8 o'clock. It is a Wednesday morning and time for our next installment. We make it sound like a series. We are talking to Dr. Alet Slabbert, who, of course, is with us here this morning. It's all about oral health. But before we get to that, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You're a practicing dentist, am I right?
Yes. Hi, Dion.
Morning.
Thank you so much for having me back again. It's great to be back. Yes, I am a dentist practicing here in Windhoek. Our practice is located behind Verniel Shopping Centre.
Okay.
So in my practice, obviously, I do quite a wide array of I provide quite a wide array of dental services. And then I've also got a bit of an other side to my practice.
Okay.
I also do medical aesthetic treatments, including anti-wrinkle injections, dermal fillers, okay, skin boosters, and thread lifting.
Yeah, in my case, you can have beautiful teeth, but you know, if you look like you've got lots of grondpad on your face, then you know it doesn't. So you do that as well. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But today we're here to focus on the dental part.
Okay, now. Just very briefly, I have used DMS. We're going to talk more about that. That Lekker Sunstar, it's awesome. It tastes beautiful. We're going to talk more about that later on. But before we get to that, though, we all know that good habits and bad habits are formed very early on in childhood. Children, to a large extent, learn from what they see. They model. They copy their parents. So the onus rests with parents to get healthcare habits settled in kids very early on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how early can you begin? Because, I mean, we all want to teach kids to brush their teeth and so on, but, you know, when a baby is 6 months old, they physically can't do that yet. At which point, what should you look at as a sign that maybe your kid is ready now to learn about healthcare as far as their mouths go?
Thanks, Dion. I've got a bit of an intro that I want to start out with today. So to all the parents out there listening, I've got two take-home messages today. You can literally forget everything else that I say today.
Okay.
Hopefully not. but just please remember these two things.
Yeah.
When it comes to children, there are two things that are not negotiable. Car seats and toothbrushing.
Yeah.
Okay? And then take-home message number two is start early. The foundations of a healthy mouth and teeth during adulthood are laid during the early childhood years. And as a parent, you are responsible for ensuring this for your son or daughter. Teaching children about good oral care habits and getting them started early is one of the most important things that you can do for your child. So some parents might argue, ugh, the milk teeth are only temporary. Mm. They're going to fall out and get replaced by the adult teeth later. We can start then.
Yeah.
But something that I bet you didn't know is that our baby, or milk teeth, I'm going to call them milk teeth for today, are the space keepers for our adult or permanent teeth. And if we lose our milk teeth prematurely, let's say they have become decayed or you've developed a dental abscess and the tooth needs to be extracted by a dentist, you are going to lose space.
Ah.
And as a result of this, it might cause the adult teeth to come out malaligned or skew because they don't have enough space in the mouth. And this can lead to orthodontic problems later in life. So there's another motivating factor for the parents is that if you want to avoid expensive orthodontic bills later in your child's life, just take care of their baby teeth.
And you're 100% right. That is sort of a pervasive feeling amongst parents.
Mm.
You know, young don't really like to brush teeth, or a case that I've heard of where the only way the parents could get a child to sleep is to give them a sweet drink in their bottle.
Oh, heavens no.
And then they go lie down with that. And obviously the kid's asleep now. You take the bottle, whatever's left of it out, and you don't brush or rinse or anything.
Mm.
And those, you know, that liquid stays in the mouth of the leftovers of it overnight, and in no time at all, they had major problems with treatment for a very young child.
Dion, you're 100% correct. In practice, we quite often see what we call a baby bottle tooth decay.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, this is as a result of kids being put to bed either with milk. Yes, guys, milk also contains sugars.
Sure.
Or sweet sugary drinks in the bottle.
Or little stir-up milkshakes, which I know happen as well. They're lovely, but I tell you, that is.
So the issue is that while we sleep, our saliva becomes stagnant. In other words, your spit basically stands still in your mouth. And your spit actually serves as a natural sort of cleanser in your mouth to sort of clear away bacteria and plaque. And when the saliva stands still while we're sleeping, the bacteria can basically have a field day in your mouth. And now you're fueling them even more with some sort of sugary liquid or milk or whatever. And that's when the bacteria start eating away at the teeth. So what they do is that they use the sugars inside the milk, sugary drink, whatever you've given the child in the bottle. And they use that to make acid. And it's these acids that eat away into the enamel of the teeth and that cause cavities.
Okay. All right. So can we think about it almost the saliva, almost like water, still standing water that very soon isn't fresh anymore.
Yeah.
But while a stream is flowing, it tends to be fresher.
Yeah, no, exactly. So that's why we really try to get it into parents to not put their child to bed with a bottle.
Your
child can have the bottle before bed, but when it's bedtime, they need to go to sleep basically with a clean mouth. Yeah.
We're chatting to Dr. Lent Slubber, of course, who is a practicing dentist here in Windhoek. Now the fun part starts, because how do you get a habit established with your child? Many kids don't like it. They don't like the fiddling in their mouths. Mm. How do you get them to not only accept it, but want to do it? Because you won't have to get kids really to want to brush their teeth. You have to schlep, and always it's a crying thing and it's a screaming thing. You want them to want to brush their teeth.
Yeah. Having good oral hygiene habits is something that you need to, it's a habit, it's a lifelong habit that you need to ingrain into your child from an early age. So as we said earlier, take-home message number two is start early. So brushing twice a day with an age-appropriate toothbrush and toothpaste as soon as your little one's milk teeth appear is the first step to building good brushing habits. One must remember that the sooner you start and the more regular you are, the easier it will be. Basically, you want brushing to become second nature. So it's quite important. Resist making exceptions, like after a long day or during a holiday. Brushing is non-negotiable, twice a day. And as we said earlier, kids need to go to bed with clean brushed teeth. No exceptions. I will always be very grateful to my parents. When I was a child, brushing twice a day, non-negotiable. My dad would always say, "Kom, ons moet nou mielies gaan skrob." And you literally, those habits that your parents teach you as a small child, you carry that throughout the rest of your life. And you're going to apply those good oral hygiene practices to your adult teeth as well.
Just a question, is that early dental care that was drummed into you, is that why you're a dentist? Just a question.
Maybe it might have something to do with it. The mielies skrob.
Yeah, exactly.
And then something else that you can do, you know, make the brushing fun. Make it a fun moment during the day. Do the toothbrushing with your child. Be creative. Sing a song. Use characters or stories to inspire your child. Something else to also bear in mind is that kids love to ask why. They want to know why. So tell them why. Explain why brushing the teeth every day is important. You know, you can make up some story about little chokakis or germs that live on the teeth. And I think one of my patient's parents one day said that they've got little hammers that they use to chip away at the teeth and cause cavities. And then you also need to explain that these cavities will result in toothache.
Sure.
So explain to the child while they're doing it. Then the other thing is also, you should reward good behavior in your kids. Please just not with a sweet treat.
Of course.
So, you know, recognize your child's effort. Tell them, "I'm proud of you." Give them a high five or a sticker or a special story as a treat when they go to bed. This will all go a long way in motivating practicing those good oral health habits.
And then, of course, I would imagine showing your youngsters that you do it yourself.
Exactly.
Brush with them, brush in front of them. And if you don't do it, maybe it's time to work on your oral health, because, you know, you might already have been having problems with cavities. And, you know, every time you go to the dentist, you're like, "Ooh, I hate going because I get, you know, crapped on basically by the dentist because my mouth's a mess." Maybe it's time for us to make a change in when your kids are there for their sake.
Exactly. You need to lead by example. If you set a good example with maintaining good oral health practices and strict oral hygiene practices, your child will follow in suit. And also, we quite often see that parents who've got a negative attitude towards going to the dentist, when they bring their child for the first visit, the child is absolutely terrified and there's no reason, you know, nothing's really happened
yet.
And then later on, you sort of start to figure out, because the parent has got a negative attitude towards going to the dentist, it's rubbed off on the child.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I want to ask all parents out there, please don't terrify your children of the dentist. The other thing that we also often get from the kids is that, my maat gesê as ek stout is, gaan die tandarts my inspuit en seer maak.
How do you overcome that? Because that's a lifelong thing.
Please,
right there.
Don't do that. Sure. Remember, dental phobia starts during your childhood years.
It's amazing that people could do that. Yeah. I mean, they used to do that with the policeman back in the day for us, but at least not the dentist.
Yeah. Daai tannie gaan vir jou spuit as jy stout is.
And I mean, nobody likes the idea of it, you know. So the last thing you want to tell a kid is that's what happens there. Sure, that's amazing. All right, so again, just to recap, as soon as those baby teeth appear, you treat them as if they were permanent teeth.
Exactly.
Same thing, they get brushed twice a day and all of that. And then, obviously, that's the first step towards keeping cavities at bay, right? Yes, you're going to lose them at some point, but you don't want any cavities. You want them to be clean and looked after properly because they're space holders.
Exactly, and you should keep them until they fall out naturally. Yeah. You know, let Mother Nature do a thing. Don't make it necessary for a dentist to intervene. So you mentioned now about as soon as the teeth erupt. Even before a baby doesn't have teeth, when they've got those little gumpies.
Yeah.
You can actually start getting them used to having something, you know, some sort of cleansing device put into the mouth. You can, for instance, wipe a baby's gums clean with a soft cloth or a piece of gauze.
Yeah.
Something really cool that I actually saw over the weekend with a friend of mine is her baby had a little, it's a silicone teething toy, but it's also like a brush. It's shaped like a peeled banana. They are available from chai.com. It's a local online online site for baby stuff. And you know what my friend said to me is that she's doing this now to sort of get him used to having something in the mouth so that when they actually start brushing the teeth, it's not a completely foreign concept that he absolutely hates.
And I mean, the kids tend to do that anyway when they're about to teeth, it itches. So they're chewing things. So make it look like a toothbrush that you're chewing and they're kind of used to having it around.
So not only does that little toy... you know, stimulate and sort of soothe the gums while they are teething, it also physically cleans the teeth as soon as they appear. And once the teeth are out in the mouth, you need to start brushing them twice a day. No exceptions. Then the other thing is also once a child has got all 20 of their baby teeth, especially the back ones, they touch, right? And we mentioned with our previous chat how important flossing is, cleaning between your teeth. You also need to clean between your child's teeth by flossing. So Sunstar gum has got these really cool floss holders.
Yeah.
I think that makes it a bit easier.
It's a hell of a lot easier because my hands are a bit big for my mouth. So to get in the back, it's tough, but those actually work very well.
To floss for your child. And then something that I bet many parents didn't know is that children don't have the manual dexterity to brush their teeth themselves until the age of 8.
So would you let them hold the toothbrush? You just kind of guide it with them? Or you physically take it and say, mak whip en
Jy moet vir hulle vastdruk en jy moet borsel.
Maar baie daarvan, let ons skype nou so'n bietjie oor Afrikaans toe. Natuurlijk, het te doen met die feit dat jy moet die ouer wees hier. Dit gaan nie oor jou pel wat vir jou sê, ek het nie lus vanavond nie, maar jy moet jou voet neersit en sê, hey, dis die ding wat ons nie oor chat nie, dit word gedoen. Right?
Soos ons vroeger gesê het, probeer om het bietjie lekker te maak.
Ja, natuurlijk.
Try to, you know, keep it interesting and fun, but it's non-negotiable. Yeah. As jy moet, dan moet jy vastdruk en dan
zit so.
Jy moet borsel.
En dan nog een ding natuurlijk, net ten slotte, dit gaan oor die eet. As jylle aan mekaar soet gaskoeldrank liters en liters daarvan elke dag drink, gaan jou kinders het waarschijnlijk doen. So mense moet maar kyk na wat die dieet inhou en hoe gezond hulle eet, dit maak ook een verskil.
Ja, nee, definitief. Kyk jy, vir gaaikies om te vorm,
het
een mens drie dinge nodig. Jy het plaak nodig, suiker en tyd. Right? It's that simple. So plaak, verwijder dit deur twee keer een dag die tande mooi deeglik te borsel. Jy moet vir jou kind borsel door die ouderdom van 8. Dit vat dan nou ook die tydfaktor weg, hoe lang sit die plaak op die tande.
En is het maximum van 12 ure, kom ons sê, hulle borsel 12 ure uit mekaar uit maximum, dan is die tyd nie miskien genoeg dat hy kan begin nie.
Ja, so die ding is, as jy enige van die faktore verwijder, dan gaan jou kanse verminder om gaaikies te ontwikkel. Ja. En dan suiker, dit is ongelukkig die vijand. Ja. Een mens moet die inname van lekkers, gaskoeldranke, vrugtesap. Ja, ek dink baie mense is onder die indruk sap is gesond. Nee, sap het omtrent net so baie suiker en soos soos kook. Jy weet jou kook gaskoeldrank.
Ja.
So 'n mens moet al daai goed regtig probeer limit. Dit gaan alles oor die Engelse woord. Hulle sê your frequency of exposure to sugar. Jy met daai frequency moet jy minder maak.
Ja, dis nie, jy kan dit nooit gebruik nie. Gebruik dit min en wanneer jy het genoeg. Ek dink ons het reël in ons huis, as jy gaskoeldrank of soetkoeldrank of selfs weet sap gedrink het, jy borsel reg daarna.
Ja,
want dit is geneig om
en as jy nou nie toegang het tot 'n tandeborsel nie, laat die kind ten minste hulle hulle mond net 'n bietjie uitspoel. So wat ek baie keer vir ouers sê is limit die soetgoeders, sê nou maar sê naweke.
Ja.
Kan jy 'n soet dingetjie kry en ook nou nie sakke en sakke vol nie.
Ja.
Jy kry soveel. Alraai. Na die tyd spoel ons die mond uit of ons borsel die tande. Dan iets wat ek ook al gehoor het is dit is beter om 'n soet ding deel te maak sê nou maar van 'n ete dat dit jou nagereg is as wat dit hierdie geïsoleerde soet snakkie is hier iewers in die middag.
Dit word baie goue gewoonte.
Ja,
dat jy o, dis nou teetyd amper kom ek eet 'n lekker soetkoekie daarby elke dag as die middag koffie.
So 'n mens moet net daai soetgoedjies bietjie minder maak en dan 'n groot vyand is ook jy weet vir alles wat by lekkers kom is 'n plakkerige, stiekierige, gammerige lekkers. Daai goed sit vas in die kind se tande. So as jou kind regtig lus is vir ietsie soets, stel ek altyd voor, dis nou maar my opinie hierdie.
Ja.
Eet liever so chocolate. Chokolade smelt in die mond, smelt so jou oral clearance time is vinniger.
Ja, jy spoegsel hom 'n tipe van uitwas tot 'n mate tot jy kan borsel of spoel.
En dan sit daai goed nie so lank daar nie.
Die stem van Dr. Alet Slabber. Sy natuurlik is 'n tandheelkundige hier in die hoofstad. En ons gaan weer gesels, daar's nog wat op pad is.
Ja, nog 2 keer.
Ja, sy nie, jy gaan my uitsorteer. Baie dankie, and thanks very much to you for speaking to her. And of course, DMS, which stands for Dental and Medical Supplier, who brings that series to you. So we're looking forward to the next installment. What are we talking about next time, Alet?
Oh, next time we are going to focus on, we're still discussing it, but we were thinking nutrition and oral health. Yeah, so that's what we're looking into.
Very important thing. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. If you missed this one, by the way, you can catch it on Iono. We'll have the full interview for you there and the first one as well if you missed that. This is Novo.